Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow at Grace, we'll observe the Lord's Supper together, so I plan to preach a message that will prepare our hearts for that special time of worship. We're actually at a good place to take a break in our series in Acts. We're at the end of the section that deals with the conversion of Saul and all those other events surrounding his conversion. So we're going to take a break. The focus in Acts is going to shift back to Peter at the end of Acts 9. And so a couple of weeks from now, we'll begin our series again in Acts. A week from tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I plan to preach a special Mother's Day message. But this week, I'm going to preach a topical message on the subject of biblical fellowship. In other words, what does the Bible have to say about Christian fellowship? Let me ask you this. What comes to your mind when you hear the word fellowship? Do you think of a special meal at the church? At Grace, we have what we call a church fellowship meal. We have that about five or six times a year, and we all really look forward to it. I think mostly because the food is so good. Or maybe you think about a social event in some church member's home where refreshments are served and people have a time to talk and to socialize. At Grace, we have a building that we call the Fellowship Building and a large room in that building that we call the Fellowship Hall. Well, what does all this have to do with what the Bible teaches about Christian fellowship? Well, actually, not very much. There's nothing wrong with church members eating together and spending time together. In fact, it's a good thing. But church members can socialize with one another and not be in genuine Christian fellowship with one another. That is a possibility. You might think of it like this. Christian fellowship may include social interaction at times, but there's a lot more to it than that. As a matter of fact, some churches get way off base and they become little more than religious social clubs. And there's no spiritual element in their relationships with one another. And that's really where fellowship between two Christians or between Christians comes into clear view. There's got to be a spiritual element to it. There's got to be the relationship has to be focused on what is common in the Lord Jesus. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how fellowship is really two-directional. There is a vertical direction to our fellowship, and then there's a horizontal direction to our fellowship. Let me read a verse in 1 John chapter 1 and see if you can hear those two directions in this verse. John says this as he writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Well, could you identify those two directions in that verse? There was a vertical direction to the fellowship he was talking about, and there was also a horizontal direction to their fellowship. And so we're going to preach tomorrow about true Christian fellowship as described in the Bible. And I hope you'll be there with your Bible open as we look into God's Word on this very important subject. And it's a subject, by the way, that is directly related to the time that we come together to observe the Lord's Supper. There's not a more important time in the life of a church where fellowship, genuine fellowship, is in view than at that time where we stop to remember what Christ has done for us. In fact, we often call the Lord's Supper, it's a time of communion. Some churches really emphasize that word. We tend to call it in Baptist circles more the Lord's Supper, and we believe it's strictly a commemoration, a remembrance of what Christ did for us on the cross. But it's a time where we look in those two directions. We look vertically to our fellowship with God, and we look horizontally at our fellowship or our communion with one another. And so again, I hope you'll be there tomorrow to hear the message. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, I want to invite you to visit with us. The folks at Grace Baptist Church would love to see you. We would all love to see you there. You'll find a warm, welcoming people at Grace. They love the Lord. The people there love God's Word. They love one another, and they would love you too if you would come be with us. So consider this your invitation to be with us tomorrow at Grace. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay. That's 12930 Border Drive, Grand Bay, Alabama, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We start at 9:30 with a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. At 10 o'clock, we have our Bible study and our Sunday school hour. And then at 11 o'clock, we have our worship service. If you'd like more information about our church, you can find that at gracegrandbay.com. That's our website, gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. And let me remind you that you can share the link to this podcast with others and invite them to listen and then to meet you at Grace tomorrow. I hope you'll do that. It's a great way to invite others to come be with us. And I hope you will do that. So until we gather tomorrow, let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to come be with us. Let's pray that God will prepare our hearts for the time of worship. And then tomorrow when we gather and it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.